Star Wars 7x7 episode 3438. We're doing our penultimate look at the From a Certain Point of View collection of short stories from Return of the Jedi. This is going to be the last run of four that we're going to do because, well, yeah, that's a longer story that's not worth your time. But we're going to talk about the extra 5% today, which features somebody from Return of the Jedi who actually appeared in there, but in a very backgroundy bit character way. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Dwyvat and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we are going to start another mini series of looks at short stories in Return of the Jedi from a certain point of view with a big focus on the Battle of Endor. In this particular stretch, we're talking about the extra 5% today, and it's one of those where, like, when you read the title and you see that it's about X-Wing pilots, you can kind of see where this is going. The fact that they can coax an extra 5% of performance out of an X-Wing, it might mean the difference between life and death. And that is exactly what we have in this story with a character named Carrie Neth as our protagonist. And it turns out that this is a character who appears in Return of the Jedi, one of the pilots sitting in the background of the briefing with Mon Mothma and Admiral Ackbar and General Mayedin. And then later on, we see this character in the celebration at the end of Return of the Jedi. For the Battle of Endor, she is an X-Wing pilot, Yellow 9 by designation. But prior to that, she spends most of her time working as ground support along with her friend Lana. And the two of them have a very deep friendship, but also sort of an unspoken, you know, romantic bond that is unrequited at this point. But the promise of it being fulfilled is going to come at the end of the story, which is a very lovely thing. Lana is also a capable pilot, but both Carrie and Lana, like, they don't always get the chance to fly because the Alliance doesn't always have enough ships for the number of pilots that they have. And in this particular case, one of them gets to fly, which is Carrie, because somebody has said she's the better pilot. Lana says that she wants to make sure that Carrie's ship is in absolute top condition prior to her going out in the Battle of Endor, and so she's working on the engines and making sure that the thrusters have, you know, a 5% boost. Basically, that's what she's able to get out of them, and it makes the difference between life and death when the Death Star explodes and Carrie has to floor it in her X-Wing to get away from the Death Star, and she's able to ride out the shockwave and survive. It's a pretty straightforward story. It's well told, and you get little bits of the calm chatter that we heard in Return of the Jedi worked into the story as well. You also get a little chime in from General Calrissian, and his charm is as apparent as usual. There are also a couple of references to other storytelling too. There's a mention of the mid-rim offensive, which is something that came up in detail in Alexander Freed's Battlefront Twilight Company novel. And there's also a reference to Carrie and Lana sending transports away at the Battle of Hoth. So that's neat to have these extra little details worked in. Overall, I like the story a lot. It's a very straightforward story comparatively, but it has, you know, good fun, good action, and a great little emotional line running through it too. So yeah, that's what I got to tell you about the last 5%. And that is going to do it for this podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as possible. And if you would like to consider supporting me in producing this podcast on a daily basis, as I have for almost 9.5 years now, then I hope you'll consider going to patreon.com/SW7X7. That's patreon.com/SW7X7. And yeah, thanks for considering it. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.